The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, Goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
I will be with you till the world blows up.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
That's right. I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain, and Kenny. It is Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. I was just watching. Now, I already, an hour ago, I was already advocating for this, but I just watched Gayle King, who could get me excited for most anything. She is live in Texas as the Blue Origin gets ready to blast off, I believe, in about an hour.
She is
so excited, and I'm watching the cold open on CBS, and I'm getting excited because she's talking about the 80-year-old, the 18-year-old, Jeff Bezos' brother who's going to be in the capsule.
No, that's who the 18-year-old is. Okay.
Yeah, she, no, there's a, that's not
a separate
his,
physics.
Separate.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Okay.
And then she gave a tour of the actual capsule. It is awesome. Like, it is, I don't know. I'm now even more excited.
Is he going to do the up and down just like Branson did? Just like a one-day trip?
Yeah, I think it's one time. Yeah. I think it's up and then down.
I think that's
and
all they can do at this point.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, I don't know. I am just, it was just really, really fun. Gayle is as excited as can be. And so
I bet the energy must just be so much fun.
Yeah. So I think it's in 1 hour. So in our 8 o'clock hour, if we can, I'll try to pop up a live feed of it. But I'm looking at that capsule. It really does look, I know this is such a cliche. It looks like something out of Star Wars or Star Trek. Probably more realistically. So we'll give you some more as soon as I'll keep an eye on the Twitter machine. But right now, let's kick off where we ended. What is this scandal Twitter thing with Erika Jayne and Lisa Rinna, Dawn?
Okay, so Lisa Rinna, she is in support of Erika Jayne, who is locked in legal battles because of her husband's misdoings with his law firm, and she's being implicated in it. So Camille Grammer, I remember I told you that story a couple of days ago. She went on there and she said, oh, well, I remember when we were swimming in the Bahamas or wherever, your mascara didn't run like that, implying that, you know, she had crocodile tears on the show and it wasn't real.
Yeah.
So Lisa Rinna was like, it looks like somebody needs some attention. Like, she tweeted back at Camille, which that's exactly Rinna. What we said. Rinna said that.
Renna said that about Camille Grammer.
Yes, exactly. Then we had, so the lead, the prosecuting attorney, Ronald Richards, who is going after Erica Jayne, he went on Twitter and he said that he has looked into, we did a surface dive on Lisa Renna so far, same business manager, large debt on home. Wonder what else we would find, but we'll leave it at that. Don't be intimidated. Lisa Renna calls Camille Grammer Meyer an a-hole for Erica Jayne Shade. I am appalled. This is like an unhappy homo. It's an unhappy Don. How are you allowed to dig into someone's, because of his privilege, dig into her financial situations, and then put that out on Twitter? How are you not disbarred? How are you a prosecutor? When you're threatening someone, you're using your privilege to dig into their financial situation and then put that out on Twitter because she defended her friend. I'm sorry, but that needs to be discussed with the California bar.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Yeah, he just...
And who has time for that?
Why are you on Twitter?
Why is he even doing this?
It's pretty crazy to me.
And what does Lisa Renna's debt load on her house have anything to do? You know what I mean? What does that have
to do? He wants to call her out. He wants to basically shut her down.
Yep.
As defending her friend. And it's like, you don't understand what this franchise is and how part of their job is to be on social media and interact with each other. It's the part of their job. And also, Camille is an a-hole. So why are you defending Camille Grammer? I mean, it's just, to me, there was more said, and he's now going after Erica and her two companies, EJ Global and LLC and Pretty Mess Incorporated, alleging she received jewelry and luxury gifts from Girardi, from the law firm Girardi and Keyes. So, but honestly, so you took time out of prosecuting someone, and your job, which is very important, to research Lisa Renna's financials and then put that on Twitter. Like
trash.
Yeah, that is
how
trash
is this
box.
Ethical? How is this in the, you know, it, I just, yeah, I'm.
Trash box.
Yeah.
That's all that is. Trash box.
Has she responded at all? Or is this,
I haven't seen a response from her. No, good. You know, maybe she has in the last 24 hours since I picked this story up yesterday. But
yeah, I'm looking at it now. It doesn't look like it. Okay. So
let's,
good.
Let's look at the mortgage record of that guy. Let's see what kind of, let's see what his family's debt load is. How many mortgage, what's his house payment look like?
Oh, he also brought up Lisa Vanderpump. In another tweet, he mentioned that all Denise and Camille had to do was say the word and he would have their backs. Ronald continued on Twitter, even bringing up Lisa Vanderpump, who had replied to a thread. In reply to Lisa, he wrote, "No more scams, just for the glam. No more mean tweets. No more attacking former housewives. It has to stop. We're not defenseless any longer."
Wow. Maybe he wants his own show.
Yeah. I mean, he's Alexis, like, you're so right.
You want the drama? I got the drama.
What is this? This is a garbage person.
Garbage person.
I mean, how is that ethical, according to the California bar, doing this?
Garbage human. Yeah. Ugh, gross. But, by the way, tonight's a new episode of The Real Housewives of New York, by the way, I have to talk about. We got to fix that show. Talk about just trash. It needs to
be
burned.
You have an idea, though, huh?
Yeah, burn it to the ground. There we go.
Just start over?
We'll take a break and we'll do it on the other side.
Okay.
But right now, let me tell you all about our special original podcast in the My Talk library. That's right. There's a new season of Colleen and Bradley's Go Deep in the Shallow. Mm-hmm. Season 2 is up right now. Plus seasons of My Podcast with Colin. Two Fairy Godfathers shows you how to do Disney as grown-ups. All of that can be found, all the original podcasts, at mytalk1071.com. We'll be back right after this. Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
all jokes aside, your smile is so important. And if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
Time now for Angel Out of Context.
You are not a dog, so please make sure to use the restroom.
This has been Alexis Out of Context.
I misfired that a little bit, so let me try that in Spanish. Here we go.
Time now for Angel Out of Context.
You are not a dog, so please make sure to use the restroom.
This has been Angel Out of Context.
Basically, those were rummage sale, garage sale tips. Uh-huh. Make sure you use the restroom before you head out there.
Oh, yes. He has a good one coming up, Phil.
Oh, good. Oh, does he? Need some more garage sale tips.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good,
something
good, good.
Was really irritating him the other day.
Oh, nice. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Okay, so we briefly, I won't go too far into this, but you keep seeing the headlines, whether you watch the dumb show or not. Hell, The View was talking about it a couple days ago. Real Housewives of New York, it's a mess. It pulled its lowest rated episode in its history about 2 weeks ago, and it does not surprise me. Uh-uh. It's a disaster. This season is a disaster. And I do not agree with the narrative that it's all new housewife Ebony K. Brown or Ebony K. Williams' fault. It is not just her fault. Look, is she, and she is the first black cast member of Real Housewives of New York. Now, look, is she bringing to the table some important conversations? Absolutely. But it's not just her. That's not the problem. I don't want to say the only problem, because I don't mind heavy conversations in these shows. Do I want them in mass? No. The whole point to me, this is just me. The whole point of shows like Housewives and Bravo in general as a network is escape. That's truly, to me, when I think of Bravo, yes. I think of escape. Lex and I, since the show debuted, and I'm talking Housewives, not ours, but it kind of lined up. We have always, Housewives is at its best when it is, as we have always called it, fun drama.
Hilarious and aspirational. Yes. I don't want to hear that they can't pay their mortgage.
No, and I, you know, and I,
nobody
I
wants that.
I don't come to Housewives for deep conversations. I'm sorry. But at the same time, that's not saying that these conversations aren't valid, needed, and important. I'm not saying that at all. I am saying, though, as I'm choosing my entertainment and when I think of Housewives, I don't need to learn about racism in Housewives.
You want Kathy Hilton.
Yeah, I want goofy stuff. I will seek out, and I actively do seek out those conversations. I just, as a viewer, do not want them. I don't necessarily need them in volume on Housewives. Am I glad that it's happening? Am I glad that there's a black housewife? Absolutely. Hello. Just like the Bachelor franchise, what the hell took you so long? It's scandalous that it was a thing.
And I also think she feels the pressure to talk about
that.
Yes,
that's unfair.
That's unfair.
It's very unfair. It's a horrible position for Ebony to be in.
Yep.
My
point is this show is broken. They made some bad moves in general. First, they got rid of Dorinda. You already lost Bethany, and then you lost Dorinda. And that is bad.
Did they cut her out or did she leave?
They asked her to leave. Look, she did. Oh, okay. She did kind of need a timeout. But you, Bravo did not look at the medium or long-term game because they realized they lost Bethany, then they lost Tinsley, then they lost Dorinda. And this season, you've heard me say this, looks so small. There's only like four housewives.
Yeah, we need more. That's what I was going to say. There's at least six or seven.
Yeah, like on Beverly
keep that
Hills.
Drama going.
Yeah, Beverly Hills is like there's six or seven and Kathy Hilton. And
yes.
It's fun and it's, I don't know. They need to burn it to the ground. I don't know. I honestly would get rid of 90% of the cast.
Okay, how about Luann? Would she stay or go?
I mean, no one's going to be left from the original.
Ramona and Sonia?
I would get rid of Ramona. We have run. Ramona has run her course.
I thought they were getting rid of Ramona.
The rumor is, but they're denying that. I would get. Ramona has run her course.
Okay.
I would keep maybe Sonia and the Countess. You need a couple OGs in there.
Yeah,
you need
a
couple. You can't have a completely new cast.
No.
But I would maybe keep, or I would bring Dorinda back and it would be like Dorinda and Sonia. I would maybe have those two.
Do you think Jill Zarin would be interested in coming back at all?
I would bring maybe Jill Zarin back.
I would start watching again.
Yeah. I would maybe bring Jill back.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's a disaster. Bravo has really, they have really messed this up.
I've heard this from everybody that watches it.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Donna feels the same way.
Yeah.
I have friends that are like, ooh, New York is bad this season. I'm like, I don't watch it. So
they also focus on Leah. A lot. Now, I didn't watch the season before, so I don't find her that interesting either.
No, and they jam her. They want her to be the new Bethany, and they her down your throat. No, I find her grating. I liked her in season one. Look, sophomore seasons for the Housewives are always a little rough because everyone's like enamored with you in year one, and then they get irritated by you in season two.
So true.
Yeah.
Yes.
But she just is irritating to me. And then they bring in her sister in too many scenes. And it's like that great Will and Grace line. Honey, I barely care about Will. What do you think I care about how do you think I feel about your brother? It's the same way. Leah, I barely care about you. How do you think I feel about your sister? Anyway.
Unless she's super dynamic.
She's not.
And yeah, but no.
No. It's a disaster. Disaster. So, what's going on with Britney, Lex? I see that Britney's new lawyer. What's the update on Britney?
The new lawyer has now vowed to say, hey, we're going to be really trying to get this done as soon as possible.
Oh, this is the new one that she, this is the new lawyer that she was able to hire for herself.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Thank goodness. Yes. He says he's going to aggressively move to end the conservatorship, get the dad off, of course. But hopefully just end it all together. His name is Matthew Rosengart.
Okay.
And, he says that he is expected to, yesterday, included some arguments about their money dispute between Jody and Jamie, both co-conservators. The other thing that was brought up yesterday was Jody, you know how she said that she wanted some more private security or she wanted it?
Oh, sure.
She said that she needed about $50,000 a month to do that because she's getting all of these death threats.
What?
And Jamie said, no. He says there's so many other, everyone's getting death threats. He's like, what makes you so special?
Oh, God.
I mean, essentially is what he said. Yep, and he's saying, hey, that should come out of your pocket.
Oh, my gosh, so she wants it out of Britney's money.
Yeah, to protect her, because she's getting death threats as her co-conservator.
I can see how she would be getting death threats, both of them, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the update there. We'll know more about her lawyer and, you know, what their plan is as they go along here. But
bottom line is
he's got a good person.
he wants this snippety snap.
Yes.
Right? That's the big,
okay. He represented Spielberg, all kinds of people. I mean, this guy is good.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, good for him. This should be. Like, come on. Free Britney. Let's get this done. I mean, everyone wants to free Britney.
It's time.
I want her. I know she said she won't perform again or she's not going to, but we will want this. We will want stuff from her, even if it's just she's making keychains. Let us support you so you can get some money and you keep all of it.
Mm.
I don't care if you're putting out t-shirts online.
Yeah.
Come on, let us give you money.
We'll buy keychains.
Oh, she'll be back. She'll be back, I think.
Yeah, yeah. She will.
And in some form. Yeah, you're right. Hopefully it's some merch, but also to perform and...
Yeah, I want to see her again.
Another reality show or something like that. I can see her interested in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love you, Britt. 727 when we come back. A little Would You Rather next.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Kmart. Dollar Day. Slashed prices.
Kmart price.
On hundreds of items throughout the store.
Your savings store.
Extra savings.
Kmart savings.
In every department during Dollar Day.
Dollar Day.
At Kmart. Check your newspaper supplement for the prices.
Low prices.
And save.
Save during Dollar Day.
Dollar Day. Now through Saturday. At Kmart.
Da, da, da. This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Lex, when we get done with the show, would you like to head over to Kmart with me and check out their Dollar Day specials?
Absolutely.
You will have to go through a wormhole in space to get there, though, because apparently that's what it sounded like. It's the whispering that really makes me feel uncomfortable. Because it's him. Place. They didn't use someone else. It was him re-whispering his lines.
Savings. Yeah.
And then he went, savings. He did a little up.
It is from 1980, which is, of course it is.
Makes sense.
That's right. Time to play Would You Rather.
It's time to make a choice.
Would you rather?
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather.
Okay. Would you rather, everybody, please play at home with your friends and family and frenemies. Here we go. Would you rather own an elephant the size of a gerbil or a gerbil the size of an elephant?
Oh, you gotta go with the elephant gerbil size. They're so cute.
Yeah, I'm picking that one. That would be adorable. I would take him everywhere. Little Dumbo.
Yeah.
Come on, Kenny.
A giant guinea.
A gerbil the size of an elephant?
Yes.
You know how terrifying that would be?
Yeah,
I would sign up for every small town parade in the country.
Oh, yeah.
I would just go from small town parade to small town parade.
And then you could ride it.
Yeah.
And then have you been to small town parades? There's always the politician with the shovel.
Yep.
Cleaning up after the horses?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going with gerbil the size of an elephant.
Kenny is so smart to monetize that because he's absolutely right. You would never have to work again. You would just be hired for all these events. You'd be Kenny and his magical giant gerbil, you know?
Couldn't we do that with
Jeffrey the gerbil.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, you already named him. I love it.
Jeffrey, I love it.
Couldn't we do that with our little elephant?
Yes.
We could too, yeah, absolutely.
Alexis would want to keep it in her pocket and show everyone, and then it'd be worthless because people are like, I've already seen it.
Yeah, I'd be like, give it $5.
Oh.
Oh.
Would you rather find out your spouse cheated on you on the Jerry Springer show?
Oh, yeah.
Or get your divorce on Judge Judy?
Oh, Judge Judy. Yeah, I think that would be the best way to do that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to find out a surprise on Jerry or Maury.
But- come on, though, realistically, who sticks around when the spouse says, oh, by the way, save the date 3 weeks from Friday, we're going on the Springer show? Who sticks around to wait for that?
It's seriously. Not good news.
And they're like, you're
no, that's when you pack your bags and you leave.
Yeah. No, you're not the father. Not you're right.
It's not worth it.
If you don't know the reason, it's not going to be good.
Well, you're never going on Jerry Springer for a good reason. Let's be 100% clear on that. It's never, ever, ever, ever good. Okay. Would you rather be allergic to the sun or allergic to sweat? I love when Alexis gets emotional over our...
It's like, it'd be like Powder. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I'd be allergic to sweat. Just won't be physically active.
If we're out in the sun, we might be sweating.
Right now.
Oh, that's true. It could be both. What are you guys doing?
Sun.
Yeah,
me too.
Just cover up. Okay. Yeah.
All of us?
Yeah, okay. You're right. Yeah.
We're all going to be...
Cave life.
I never would have guessed that would be a tough one for Alex.
I know. I wouldn't either. I know. But Lex got very...
Just thinking about, man.
Yeah.
In the ocean.
Yeah.
Beach days.
Would you rather know you smell like poo?
Oh, no.
Or always smell like poo, but no one else can smell?
That one.
Oh, you only smell yourself and it smells like poo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. Yes.
That's fine.
But nobody else does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, that one.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. So we all want to smell like S.
That's right.
Yeah. Just no one else can smell it.
No one else can smell it.
Gang.
We're too vain.
Yeah. Would you rather...
We want friends.
Get a face tattoo of something you choose.
Oof.
Or a large tattoo in a discreet area, but someone else chooses it randomly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that one.
Can it be my daughter doing it? Because she's a tattoo artist.
Come on, Dawn.
She would be nice to me.
No specifics here.
But, okay.
The game doesn't mention your daughter, Dawn.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the discreet area. I would be terrible with a face tattoo.
Me too.
Oh. Yeah. They look cool on other people, but I... No.
They do?
Some people, yeah. Don't you think? There's some real cute little, little ones above their eyebrows.
No.
Makes you look like a felon.
No.
Makes everybody look like a felon. Yeah,
looks like your homie died in prison. Seriously. You got a teardrop.
Yeah.
It looks like
your crybaby.
Dawn just said it looks like your homie died in prison.
Well, isn't that what does it mean? That somebody committed murder. Yeah. I don't know. Friend's in prison. I don't know.
Oh. Okay.
Either way, I'll do the large tattoo because I don't want anything on my face.
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing the discreet area. Tat me up. I don't care. We're all doing that one?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do one more. Here we go. This is along the same lines. Here we go. Would you rather have a cat with a human face?
Whoa.
Or a dog with human hands for paws?
Oh, no.
Oh. I feel like I'm on drugs.
I love this one so much.
Cat with a human face.
Yeah.
I don't want the dog like opening up a can of tuna with its hands or whatever.
I kind of want that. I was thinking, let's put that dog to work.
Can the dog make me a vodka soda?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the important
question.
Can
the dog give me a little massage-y?
Can he milk a donkey? Yeah.
Milk a donkey? That's
price, yes.
I'm doing the... I can't imagine a cat with a human face. I'm doing a dog with human paws.
Absolutely. Me too.
Oh, that freaky ass cat. Oh God,
like
looking at you.
Cheshire cat.
Just looking at you like...
Hi.
In my case, it would end up being the Emperor or somebody like that. Or
oh, God.
B. Arthur.
Could you imagine a cat that looked like Dan Seaman? Hi. Hi, it's we like won an award.
Yes. You should do a podcast.
Hi, we won an award.
I have an inspirational quote for you. The bridge is only as long as you make it.
Oh my gosh, what about the little tie he's wearing?
Tucked
where does he tuck that tie?
Tucked it to, I don't know. Can we put a diaper on the cat?
It tucks it into his fur. Oh God. Okay, now that we're all fired.
I hope you're happy with your choice. Would you rather? This has been Would You Rather.
Every stone that's unturned is a stone no more. Okay, seven coming up on 7:43 when we come back. Liz next.
And make it a world you won't forget.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
Here's a dad joke from listener Scott. What do you do when you see a spaceman? You park, man!
This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
Yeah. You get it?
Hilarious.
Okay.
I played that in honor of the Blue Origin blast-off, which is going to take place soon. At the top of the hour, too. So, yeah.
Wow. Can you imagine what it must feel like?
Right now?
Like 12 minutes. They're going up.
Yeah, they're probably in the capsule now.
Oh my gosh, what do you think the requirements are? I know they have to wear that special space suit, but I mean, is there a special breakfast you have to eat? And
yeah,
you have to take a shower.
And
I wonder if they get that detailed into what you need to do.
I mean, geez, Louise, I can't even do the mission space ride at Epcot Center. I get no ride. I'll do any ride ever, most rides. I don't like swinging rides, but I can't do that ride because of the G-force. It simulates a little bit of space travel.
Yeah.
And it gets me really, I can't even do that.
Mm.
So I can't imagine the training and the preparation that these individuals
need.
Went through, in preparation for this.
Can they bring a carry-on bag?
Okay, it's not a trip to Boca, Lex.
These questions are really cracking me up.
I'm just thinking,
what do you eat? Do you shower? Lex. And can you bring a carry-on bag?
For you, it's like going to Burnsville and back. You don't need to pack a Lex.
Exactly.
You don't need a passport? Or?
No. Lex, Kenny's right. Just think Burnsville, Lex.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Shoreview to Burnsville.
There you go. Just, all right.
Well, let's see if Liz will go to space.
Yeah,
it's time for Tuesdays with Liz.
Well, Liz, I think we need to talk.
Delightful lady.
She's a sweetie.
Okay, I'm going to have a word with Liz here.
It's time for Tuesday with Liz.
Every Tuesday morning, I talk.
Hello, Liz.
Hi.
Well, hello, Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Liz joins us now. Liz, let's get right into it. In about 10 minutes, several people are blasting off into space, including an 81-year-old woman. If given the opportunity, would you go to space?
I don't know. I don't trust that flight yet.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd be a little leery.
I love that you didn't say no. Like you didn't say no. You paused. You didn't just come out and say nope, not doing it. So
I would be interested, but I don't think it's too secure enough yet for anybody.
Okay, let's say
let a few more people go up. Huh?
Let's say people have been going up for a year. Would you go then?
Yeah.
Oh, yay!
Definitely then, when I know that things are pretty much all ready to go.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's go around robin. So Liz is a maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn, what are you?
I mean, what do you think? I would go today.
Yes.
That's right. Dawn would go today. Yeah. Liz, Dawn would leave the show right now to go. Yeah. She would be up there.
Yes. I got 10 minutes. Okay, hold on. Give me that suit.
Yeah.
Kenny, where are you?
Well, do they have a first class section? Because I'm not flying with the poor people.
You don't want a Gingy in the back with us? Come on.
No.
Oh, boy.
But you'd go, though, right, Kenny? If it's it's all first class.
No, never.
No, okay.
No. Oh my goodness, no.
Alexis? You're a,
I'm with Liz. Yeah, after I don't want to go today, but in time, yeah. I think it'd be really fun.
You would, so let's say, okay, for let's
we don't want to be MySpace. We want to be Facebook.
Okay, I was just going to say.
MySpace is gone.
So Dawn is already up there. Yeah. So this is to Lex, and then Kenny's a hell no, and I am too.
You are too, Jace.
So,
okay.
so this is to Liz and Alexis. Let's say there have been five successful launches of this spacecraft over 5 years. In year six, would you do it, Liz?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll be right next to you, Liz. I'll be right with you, girl. Woo-woo.
I got news for you. I got news. Dawn and Alexis, I'm not allowing you to go.
Oh, really? No. What about Liz? Are you not allowing her to go either?
How old are you again, Liz?
I'm going to be 85 in August.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Hop on.
If it's 5 years from now, there'll be a question whether I'm here or not.
You're spry as a spring chicken. Do you mind, maybe we shouldn't ask this on the air, but what is your birthday?
It's August 12th.
August 12th, okay.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the Cat Video Festival.
Liz, you and I... You and I are both Leos, Liz. I'm August 5th.
Yeah.
Oh, how about that? Well, we're good people, aren't we, Jason?
Well, we try, Liz. Are you? I didn't realize this about you. Are you know? If you look up definitions of Leos, or do you think you're a Leo? Do you fit a lot of the criteria?
Well, I think I am because Leos are supposed to be strong, assertive type people, and I'm definitely that.
Yeah. If you look, I'm pretty much a textbook Leo, which is not always a good thing, but, well, that's good. So you and Alexis, after five flights, will be going up with Jeff Bezos in the Blue Origin. We'll get you signed up, Liz.
Alrighty. Yes. I hope the price comes down, though.
Are we going for free, Jace?
This is all free.
Do we get a coupon?
No.
But yeah, well, there you go. Let's get a coupon.
Yeah. A Groupon for it.
A Groupon, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Liz, we'll just have the station pay for it. I mean, they send Lori and Julia to L.A., so we can send you two to space. That's fine.
Well,
that's
the same
thing.
Like a good deal.
Yeah.
I think so, too. I really do. I do, too. We only have like a minute left, but this brings me to a question. Do you remember, because it was such a, it wasn't just a big moment for mankind, but for television as well. Do you remember watching Walter Cronkite and the space launch in the 60s?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And where you were?
I mean, I think everybody in the country was watching it.
Jason, Jason, I've got bad. Yes, me too.
I just love it because, you know, when they finally got up there, they say that wonderful expression that came out of it.
Yeah,
one small step for man, one giant step for mankind.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, Kenny remembers it too. So we'll just
These three are spring chickens, Liz. I too remember it. So
are those? Were you guys even alive?
Kenny was. But
I was 30. When were you guys born?
70s. 70s, and Lex was born in 1980.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Liz, we're going to book your ticket, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, well, you have a good week, and I'm going to go turn on the TV, too, right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Bye, Liz. 651-641-1071, 651-641-1071. We're looking for two people for Alexis to read their sticks when we come back.